SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, a coalition of PICs to hold consultation meetings on closing the gap in Victoria this week. And a new report reveals self-determined First Peoples are in good hands. And the United States is poised to evacuate about 1,000 of its troops from northern Syria. Bendigo is hosting the first of three face-to-face consultation meetings in Victoria on the development of a new national agreement on closing the gap. The meetings provide an opportunity for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to tell the coalition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander PICs and governments what changes are needed to improve their lives. The coalition of PICs is a representative body comprised of around 40 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander PIC organizations that have come together to have their collective voice heard. The coalition of PICs is working with the Council of Australian Governments, COAG, to refresh the Closing the Gap framework for the next 10 years. Similar consultations have started in other states, and it is expected every state and territory will provide their input in the consultation process. A new report released today by Oxfam shows that government policies that empower local Aboriginal communities and build on traditional knowledge and culture to deliver services generally produce better results and should become the policy norm in Australia. The report, In Good Hands, shows how programs that embrace the principle of self-determination have been rolled out extensively in the United States and other countries with similar historical settings, with much better outcomes for Indigenous people than those achieved in Australia. Australian food relief organisation Food Bank has revealed that Australian women are more likely to experience food insecurity than men. The Food Bank Hunger Report 2019 found that domestic violence, financial abuse, or single parenting make women more susceptible to food stress. Food Bank Australia's Brianna Casey explains the difference between going hungry and failing to have food security.
Well, food insecurity is different to hunger. When you're hungry, generally you can address that problem by grabbing something to eat. Food insecure Australians at some point throughout the last 12 months have run out of food and they didn't have the resources to get more food. They didn't have access to safe, nutritious, culturally appropriate food, and they certainly didn't have it routinely.
And there's been a rise in the number of regional visa holders in Australia over the past year. The federal government has been pushing for more migrants to settle in regional areas to support population increases in remote towns. Queensland has experienced the most growth in visa approvals, and overall 3,500 more regional visas were granted. The chair of Senate Inquiry into Regional Migration, Liberal MP Justin Lisa, says he hopes there are even further increases.
It's wonderful to see that there are more people going there. We know that there are 60,000 jobs in regional Australia that local people can't fill. And so what we're looking at is how do you get people to go and fill those jobs? How do you get people to choose regional Australia, and how do you get them to stay?
In the United States, Defense Secretary Mike Esper says he doesn't want to put U.S. troops at risk as part of a long-running conflict between the Turks and Kurdish. The United States is preparing to withdraw all its troops from northern Syria, who are supporting Kurdish forces against Islamic State. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkish soldiers and Syrian rebels have already been killed during operations. Mr. Esper has told U.S. television Syrian forces are considering a deal involving a counterattack against the Turks in the north.
We see a humanitarian crisis emerging. This relationship between the United States and Turkey is being damaged. They're standing in NATO and Europe is being hurt. We see European capitals coming out and criticizing President Erdogan for these actions. Everything that we told them, all the reasons why we told them not to do this, are coming to bear.
In the meantime, Chancellor Angela Merkel says there needs to be an alternative outcome for the Kurdish people.
Today I spoke with President Erdogan for 1 hour. Of course we have to consider Turkey's security interests, but we also think that we have to put a stop to this Turkish invasion because of humanitarian reasons. Neither can we accept the situation facing the Kurds, and we really have to find another solution.
And there are reports police have shot a black woman dead in Texas after attending a call out for a welfare check in Fort Worth. A neighbor who contacted authorities has told media he didn't request officers needed to attend with a gun. The police department says officers noticed someone inside the window of a home and perceived a threat. An officer fired a shot through the window, and police body cam video features images of a gun inside the house. Activist and pastor Kaev Tatum has described how police handled the situation.
They didn't park up front. They parked around the side. They sent SRT, which is the Special Reinforcement Team, which they didn't have a plainclothes officer come to that door.
And back home, the Mental Health Service Reach Out is recommending more support for young people to manage their future anxiety after its report found high levels of exam stress. The report, titled Ready or Not, shows the changing nature of work is affecting young people's well-being and identifies a need to teach more career skills for the future. Only half of the students surveyed believed they were ready for work after school, while almost one in five didn't feel confident about finding a job. Reach Out's chief executive Ashley De Silva says current students could have up to five careers in their lifetime once they leave schools.
Underemployment is going to continue to be an issue for young people. And underemployment is a concern because it's linked to mental health outcomes like anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem, for instance.
And to sport, Kenyan runner Eliud Kipchoge has become the first athlete to complete a marathon in under 2 hours. The Olympic marathon champion and world record holder completed a course around Vienna's Prater Park in 1 hour 59 minutes and 40 seconds. Guided by rotating 7-man teams of pace setters and an electric pace car, which shone green lasers onto the track, the 34-year-old averaged around 2.5 minutes per kilometer. But the International Associate of Athletics Federation says it won't recognize the run as an official record because it was not in open competition and it is used in in-and-out pace makers. The NRL's Integrity Unit is investigating video footage of a brawl on a Bali street allegedly involving a Melbourne player. Footage of the incidents was shared on social media on Sunday, with the altercation occurring in a busy holiday area. The NRL is speaking with the Storm about the matter. It is believed Storm player Nelson Asofa Solomona has been caught up in the fight, but he had little to say to Channel 7 about the allegations.
Nelson, can you just tell us how the fight started over there?
Yeah, like I said, brother, my side of the story will be told soon.
And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a shower or 2, 21, Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20, Melbourne, a shower or 2, 23, Hobart, dead showers, 23, Albury-Wodonga, showers, 19, Canberra, partly cloudy, 23, Wollongong, much the same, 22, Sydney, similar conditions, 23, Newcastle, cloudy, 25, Brisbane, partly cloudy, 26, Townsville, a partly cloudy day, 28, Cairns, mostly sunny, 31, Alice Springs, 31, and a sunny day. Darwin, a mostly sunny day and a top of 34. And the Torres Strait Islands, a partly cloudy day and a top of 28. And that is NITV Radio News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.